Rav Sina has mentioned the connection with Shemitah. I teach you that just like all the laws of Shemitah appear here, and everything is given in Har Sina, so too, all the other dinim of the Torah are also given in Har Sina. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Chagigah points out that this is not loose from the Paladeus, that it's really a machlokes of the Akibah of the Shema. Chazonish, in Sefer Arachayim, has an essay about the state in the Sinas HaTorah where he explains what the background of the machlokes is. That sometimes the Chumash will introduce the din by saying, Vadab HaShem HaMoshe B'Har Sinai Leina. Sometimes the Chumash will introduce the din by saying, Vadab HaShem HaMoshe B'Yor HaMoed Leina. Sometimes we have to do too much about the Shem and the Arabic Maya of Lenin. So it appears that the Dinam was given at three different times. And the Chumash is a composite of different texts at different times. So that's the issue that the Akiva Rabbi Shmuel addressed himself to. How come some of the Dinam are given at Har Sinai, some are given at Oyaloya during the 40 years of we're traveling in the wisdom of time, even in Arvus Moyah towards the very end. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that many of the dinim were given in Har Sinai, but not all of the details. Most of the dinim came out, those not all the details. Then later on during the period of the 40 years of traveling in the Mubarak, more details were given. And then Arvus Moyah, even more details were given. So those dinim that were given in Har Sinai, the Kotokon, the Sikayan, all the details were given. So then the Torah is going to include and incorporate that text into the Chumash that he called Mahar Sinai. Because that had everything to make all the details of that parasha. Those details that were given in Har Sinai that weren't given with all of their details, and then the details were completed later and during the period of the 40 years of travel in Israel and Rome, right? But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the 40 years could tell Moshe Rabbeinu to use the original text that he told Mahar Sinai that was incomplete. He's told to use the second text from Royal Noise that has more complete details. And those dinim that weren't even completed during the period of the traveling in the Midbar till Arvus Moyah, for the final text, namely that that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Arvus Moyah, was the most complete, and the original text that Har Sinai and the second text that Moyah was incomplete, didn't have all the details. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to use that third text. That was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel.
Each time he taught the whole time?
Each time he goes to Alto, and each time he adds on a little more, and see how good to what he had said before.
So the content is not the text that we have,
the text that we have is clearly a composite text. It says some of the dinim were Adavashan Moshe Mehar Sinai, some were Adavashan Moshe Mehar Moed, some were Adavashan Moshe Mehar Arvus Moyah. It's fully put together from three different parts. But as well, at the end of the 40 years, told Moshe Rabbeinu, put together a Chumash, with you see Rashi says on Chumash by the Meravim that any Dvar Sheker doesn't have a mitzvah Dvar Emes in it, so it's Elokiyum. So that's why the Bible critics say that the Chumash is a composite of different texts. It starts off with the Dvar Emes, which is what it says in the Chumash. Dvar Hashem Moshem the Har Sinai, Dvar Hashem Moshem the Har Sinai, Dvar Hashem Moshem the Arvus Moyah. So it's fair that it's a composite of three different texts. The only question is, why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu combine three different texts? Why didn't he give one text? So that's the starting point, that's the starting point of this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So this led Rabbi Shmuel to understand that the second text was sometimes more complete than the first, and the third text was sometimes more complete than the second. So whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the complete text, so that's the text that was incorporated into the Chumash. So the Dinim of Shemitah were included, all the Dinim of Shemitah were given to Har Sinai, so there wasn't anything to be added on later and later. The text A was used. It was never changed. Our DNC was never changed. It remained the same. But then there were other DNC that were elaborated upon later during the period of the Midrash. So then the second text was used. Sometimes the DNC were even elaborated upon more. And Arvus Moyah said, then only that text appears in the same. Not the first, not the second. And Rabbi Akiva, that's the accepted opinion that Rashi quotes over here. Rabbi Akiva says that that's not true. What's the difference between this or that? And says, Mar, there's a Chagiga, this is up at such people on Afghanistan. It doesn't really make good anymore. Rejects an Afghanistan. Doesn't even make too much of an Afghanistan in Allah, so whether this or that, it's a historical sign. Now, the Kiva disagrees and it says, not true. It is true that there were three distinct texts, and the Chumash is talking composite of texts A, B, and C, but each text had to make a Z. The first text had all the demons from the beginning to the end. The second text had all the demons with a different nusach, though. It was written a different nusach with all the demons. And the third text was also given all the way a different nusach with all the demons from A to Z. So for some unknown reason, I could have thought of told Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of 30 or 40 years of traveling in the Midbar that when he puts together the whole Chumash, he could sometimes use text A, sometimes text B, and sometimes text C. But all three texts, even though they were different, all three texts had all of the Zinim applied to them and to made a Zinim. That's the Machlokes of the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara in Egypt in Dasama has a Machlokes, right? The Rabban Hadam Techumish quotes that and discusses it a little bit, and the Chazanish talks about it a little bit in the same essay. In Chelet HaRachayim and the Tev Nisim HaTev. The Gemara has a Machlokes. So the Torah has some additional Torah, Megillah, Megillah, and Nisim HaTev. But his Zohar told Moshe Rabbeinu to write down the Chumash. When he told him to deliver the Dinim orally, he delivered a little bit of time, whatever he told him to say. So he said over, and he told him to write it down. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Did he tell him to write everything down at one time, everything was written down? Or no, as he went along, he told him to write this and write that and write the other thing. At the end, he certainly told him to put it together and make chasumah, to make one big unit. So at the end, he certainly told him to combine and move text A from text B from text C. Ramashal is, was it originally given Megillah, Megillah, all of the texts were written down? Everything was originally written down, each three parts. And then later at the end, he put together this one, that one, and the other one, and make a whole set of terms. Or no, nothing was written down. All of the texts were just given by testimony, I think. But it's clear that they were given by Pharaoh, the three different scopes, the three different times, the three different times of Pharaoh, three different times of Hashemah, at all more than about this month. That's Machlokes Megemara, whether the Torah should be Chzav, when it was given down to Chzav, when it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, for the Zohar had dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, so it dictated to him only to have it written down, only at the very end. Oh no, he dictated it as he went along, the whole 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting and writing. So no, I don't know. You're asking how come, what does that mean? Why does Moshe Lema? Does it say which? Which text? Does it A, B, or C? I don't know.
Why did he say
so? Whatever Rabbi Shmuel told him to say. The contrary, Rabbi Shmuel, they were getting more as they went along. More Din HaTorah being revealed than they saw as they went along. And then in the end, by the end of the 40 years of Shabbat and Midbar, they had been given everything from A to Z. Contrary to the king, that's not true. They had been given from A to Z from the end of what? In one version. And then while they were traveling in the Midbar, the Sof gave him again from A to Z with another version. And then as they came to Avishnah, they saw the big play of the Moshe Rabbeinu from A to Z in the third version. And then, which was the text that was chosen to be incorporated in the Torah Shabbat? Yeah, that's what it's called. Sometimes A, sometimes B, or sometimes C.
I don't know,
they saw the Midbar
guys
different
Torah than
the
Midbar.
The contrary to Avishnah.
They were four different Torahs than we're four now.
I can't even say the demons were not fully given. They were given missing a lot of details. And then as they went along, they were given more and more details. When we come to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a contradiction in the demons. Nothing on the wall. Now, Bob points out everybody has to hold that some of the demons were given later. So even the Chumash says that. Shane was given later. Nachlus was given later. There's clearly something that wasn't given in the high Sinai. This is very similar to the Chumash.
Well,
the Gabe was given later in the Chal Shabbos. The Tzatzkila was given later. It's the same as some of the Dinam was given later. Yeah.
The
history that happened.
Happened
later. Yeah. Before it happened. Right. The Chorus.
It's
not possible.
No one says
it is. Right. I don't think so. No. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, talking to Dinam, more and more details were given later as they went on. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. Everything was given from day number one. Except that the way Moshe Rabbeinu presented it, the Nusach of Dinam, but he said over, it was different the first time, the second time, and the third
time.
I'm also a shaman. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there was a lot missing in the original time. That by the time Moshe Rabbeinu died, he had given over everything that I thought was also wanted him to do. But during the 40 years of Shalvi and Midbar, the Torah was incomplete, according to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. And Rashi and Chumash made popular this sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of the Zohar says that there is a din that Adam is still our Shvita Tadehu Bishvir. We learned the Sugya of Shvita's Behemta of the Shabbos. At the end of the first paragraph of the Shabbos and the last paragraph of the Shabbos and in the Zohar talk at the end of the first paragraph. Shvita's Behemta not only means if I make my Behemta do Malacha and Shabbos, Shvita's Behemta means if I lend my Behemta to the next door neighbor who's not Jewish and the Nochri makes my behemoth do malacha b'shamis, that's my violation of Shvita's behemta. So Shvita's ha'aretz, the Gemara says, Adam, the Gemara has a lesson like that. Adam is tuba Shvita's tazeh b'shvita. So the Gemara seems to say, the Tosfos Rida and Avodah Zarah points out that Rashi said it. And Rashi said it because the Gemara said it. The Gemara seems to say it. That's the Bachwedi point out. It says, it's really pointed out. Rashi pointed out a Gemara, pointed out a Chumash. Tosfos said, Shavtah Shabbat Hashem, and not only will forbidden for me, to do whether it's our character and Eretz Yisrael during Shnat HaShmita, whether it's my farm or somebody else's farm, there's another thing. That if I have a farm, I'm not allowed to let my son there have any malacha done to it. So Amirul Anafi is Nika Zerayt and Shmita. Amirul Anafi is going to the Rabbanan on Shabbos, and I'm going to the Chalamayt. Amirul Anafi is going to the Kula, outside of Shabbos, and the Chalamayt, and the Barzal of Shitan, but we see that Christ. We discussed Machlokes the Rambam hold that it's very locally by the Shita. It doesn't apply to color, doesn't have any color for Shita. It takes us in the rise of learning that it really means color for Shita. And here you have, I'm even enough for you to meet the Zerais. That the Gemara says in the end of the first sentence, I'm saying, it's not an invasion. I'm very I'm forbidden to rent my field to a Nafri in such a way, and Eretz Yisrael, not in advance, that the Nafri is going to do Avodah Sakaka during Shmita, because I will be in violation of the Din of Shavta Haaretz. Shabbos Hashem, even though I'm not doing any Avodas HaKarka. So maybe if I don't rent it to the Nafri, I engage the Nafri to do the Avodas HaKarka by me. So it's more violation of Shemitah Tzadeh. Heads and Mathir is a different story. They sell the karka to a Nafri, they sell it to a Nafri, so it doesn't belong to them anymore. So it doesn't belong to you, so there's no Dina Shemitah Tzadeh. Let's say I sell my Dina to a Nafri. So it's not mine anymore, so there's no Dina Shemitah Tzadeh. If I sell it to a Nafri, then there's no din of Shvita Tzadeh. So then we sold it, we won't put a Nafri. The only question is, so that would be fine if the Nafri does the Avodah Sakarta. Then the Jews go ahead and do the Avodah Sakarta. So is a Jew permitted to do Avodah Sakarta on the Sodash of Nafri? So the pastor says that he's not permitted to. So the Hester, the questionable Hester was that maybe if you sell the field to a Nafri, maybe not only do you avoid violation of Shvita Tzadeh, maybe it no longer has Kedusha Tzaharet to respect to the Din of Shemitah, so maybe there isn't even an Easter if you do the Avodah Sakarta. So that's the question, whether that's correct or not.
Is it the fact that the Shemitah Tzaharet
has the whole shop, or is it the cause of the project that you can't use them in the Malacha of the Shemitah? Right, whoever owns the Tzaharet is the thing to allow the Malacha Sakarta to
be run through.
It's even worse than a little Nafri. Jesus said so. If I see a Nafri coming into my field during Shnat HaShmita, and I didn't even ask him to do it, he does it on his own, and he's about to do Avodah Sakarta, I have to block him, I have to stop him, because that would be my violation of Shvita Tzadeh. Right. Worse than a little Nafri. Worse than a little Nafri. The Chumash says that for 6 years you can do Avodah Sakarta, and the 7th year you're forbidden to do Avodah Sakarta. If I sell, no, the Gemara says you're not allowed to sell to a Nafri who's in jail of the Rabbana unless you want to sell a day of Shabbos late in the afternoon. And the Nafri will want to test it. Let's say you buy a car. You want to test it to see if it works. So if you buy a horse, you buy a behemoth, you want to test it to see if it works. If the Nafri will want to buy a behemoth from me, he'll take it to test it late Friday afternoon, and then he'll be doing cause money that still belongs to me. We didn't clinch the deal yet, and I'm going to sell it. So you may go ahead and do malacha. I may tell the horse, go do malacha. I may tell the cow, go do malacha, and show the guy that you know how to work off. I may ask the behemoth to do malacha, or that's my reason. By what? By horse? That it should be also to what?
To
what?
To the
Meanwhile, that's the disease of growth. I don't know. Didn't make it clear. We might have selling carcass and not being ourselves a dignity to anybody. We need that life to come. A dignity. We didn't have to make any clear to our bonus. Selling behavior to nothing, there is no interest. There's no interest to life. It's today. They made it clear to our bonus. We shouldn't. They made it very now that it's so you shouldn't you may rent, and if you rent you'll be involved in the use of shoes and dams, and then they had another very now that it's sell because you shouldn't miss your name. That the Nachri who wants to buy may want to test out the behemoth to see if it works well, and you may encourage the behemoth to do malacha on Shabbos in order to demonstrate to the Nachri that it's able to work. But the Nachri may do the work on Shabbos on his own. If I encourage the behemoth to do work on Shabbos, then it's Mechamer. Even if I don't encourage, if the Nachri encourages the behemoth that still belongs to me to do work while he's testing it out before he bought it, then that would be an equal issue with them. So those are the two reasons that the Gemara gives. The Gemara says one is to against selling the heinous of Nachri Mishum Nisweine, that I may give it to the Nachri to test it out and he'll be testing it out on Shabbos. That'll be some violation of another, either Mechamer or Shiz Bamsa. And the other reason the Gemara, the other reason for the Easter, the Gemara says is Mishum. You're not going to sell it, let's go rent it. The rent it is an Easter because it's using the heinous of Nachri on Shabbos. The Chumash says that you have every 7 years you have Shemitah, and then after seven times 7 years you have Yovel. Will. If you dash them, it's not a Chamishim Shomer. The Gemara and the Zohar has an Achlegim between the Yehud and the Chachamim exactly what this means. The Chachamim were of the opinion that Shnata Yovel is a blank year. You count 50. Every 7th year is Shemitah, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, and then you have the 50th year is blank, and you count again 49 years. 777, then you have the 50th year is blank, then you count again 77, and so on, the year of the Lord. Now, beauty is of the opinion that it's not so. It's not a Hamisha Mola Lakan or Lakan. That the Yovel year is not a blank year, but it's incorporated within the Shemitah cycle. In other words, it's the first year of the next Shemitah. You always count 777, the year of the Lord. The Yovel is not a blank year. And the Yovel will always be the first year of the next cycle. So the simple shot in the Gemara is, not the simple pshat, but the famous pshat in the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Yovel will always be the first. You keep on going 7-7, and then after 7 Shemitah, the next year is going to be Yovel. And then again, that next year is the first year of the Shemitah cycle, then you have again 7-7, then the next year is going to be over. That's the Pasuk Shah. Yovel is going to have, everybody holds, same with Rabbi, same with Rabbanah, Yovel is going to be back-to-back with the 7th Shemitah. That's the Pasuk Shah, that's the Pesach Shah, not Pasuk Shah, that's the only Pesach in the Gemara. The word is assuming that the only thing that is right in the Pesach Mishpat, and the Shulchanot quotes the Dinim of Tuzim. So he writes a little bit about Shemitah, about Yovel, so he writes that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, also that you count 50. But you also count the 7-7 of the Yovel word. So he says the first Yovel, when Yeshua Benun came into Eretz Yisrael, so there were 7 Shekinah and 7 Shekinah. So the first 14 years, the Eretz Yisrael wasn't yet as Kaddish, the Kedusha, the Nura, for the purpose of Shumas and Maestro Shemitah of the Yovel. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that the first year for Minyan, Shnos Shemitah, was year number 15, after the Shevish Yitivsha, the Shevish Echilta, so they counted year number 1 was the 15th year, that was the first year. So in other words, so 64 years later, after they crossed over the Yad, the first 14 years being discounted, so 64 years after they crossed over the Yad was Shnata Hamishim, and that was the Shnata Yovel. Fine, so that year was back to back with the 7th Shemitah. The 49th year was the 7th Shemitah, so 49 plus 14 after they crossed over the Yad. And then the 50th year was back to back. But then the Tumim claims the Chayesh Mishpat that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you keep on going 7-7, and you keep on going 50. So the next Yovel is going to be a year after the 7th Shemitah. And the next Yovel is going to be 2 years after the next Shemitah. The third Yovel is going to be 2 years after the next Shemitah is going to be. But the Yovel is the year that keeps on floating. Sometimes it's the first year of Shmita comes at you, sometimes it's the second year of Shmita, sometimes the third year, sometimes it will coincide with the Shnat HaShmita. You're going to have two, but being on the same year as the Shnat HaShmita. In other words, you have a system 50, 50, 50, and 49, 49, 49, and they're concurrent. They both go at the same time. So the Achronim asks, it's against the Gemara. How can he say such a thing? The Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan was a Baki Nisma, new Gamshat. So the Meshach HaFachmah points out, not only did he know Gamshat, he knew Yerushalmi also. And Yerushalmi says the same like that. Yerushalmi is Mechuba Kukubam. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan forgot to say that that's the Yerushalmi version. He wrote it as if that's the Pshat and Rebbe Yudah. The Babli is the same as not so. The point of Rebbe Yudah is the Tzachi Tzachi Rabbanan. The Yerushalmi and Shmita are back to back next to each other. The Yerushalmi is always a year after the seventh Shmita. And Yerushalmi learns this pshat, a wild pshat within Rav Yudah, that he counts concurrently 7-7 the other one, he counts 50-50 the other one, and whenever the Yavim falls out, it keeps on flowing. How do we talk to Allah? Allah says, there is a shayla in the first person of the Zohar, what the pshat is. So the Gemara there says that he counts 7-7-7 the other one. And the Gemara is what it appears, if he's talking like Rav Yudah. How can that be? Why in the world should he talking like Rav Yudah? So maybe that only applies when there's no yovel, no hay. So there's a Gemara in the end of Erechim where the Gemara says that Afilu Bizman She'ein HaYovel No Hay. We still say like the Rabbanan the Rav Yudah that the yovel has to be a blank year. Manu Yovel in the Kaddish Mishin. So the Chachamim counted yovel as a blank year even though they were not going to observe any of the laws of the yovel. What are the laws of the yovel? It's the same as Shmita practically. That there's an equal of Holy Bakarka. And all of the Teres that grow have Kedushas Teres Shviyas. Teres is just points out in the first Teres and the second Rosh Hashanah that there's no din of Shmita spoken. That although Shmita Mishamet is Bisofa, but Yovel is not Mishamet Bisofa. Only Shmita. So it doesn't have the full dinim of Shmita, but all the other dinim, it has the same as Shmita. Has additional things, yeah. Has additional things that are above Shmita. But the question is, does it have everything that Shmita has? So that's the question. The basis in the first Tzach Hashem says that it doesn't have everything that Shmita has. It's missing one little point that it doesn't have Shmita itself. It has Achlor Tzodot and Shiloh HaRodim. The Ashoga has more, has additional mitzvahs, that's for sure. So the Gemara says in the end of Erechim that Manu Yoglos with Kaddish Shmita was during the last period of the Bais Rishon when some of the Shvatim were sent into Golos, so there was no longer a din of Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. So the laws of Yovel were not observed, but nonetheless, the Yovel was counted as a blank year in order to determine when Shmita is going to be, following the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Rav Yudah, Chacham, the Rav Yudah, that Yovel is counted as a blank year. Since Rav Yudah, if you don't observe Yovel, for example, it's not a blank year. So just ignore Yovel and keep on going, 7-7. But according to the Rabbanan, the Rav Yudah, it has to be counted as a blank year. So that's the question. Why did the Gemara say in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah that if you want to know, if you want to know whether this year Tov Shin Mem Ches is a Shnat HaShmita or not, so the Gemara could figure out how many years it is since Kodesh Bayis Sheni, and the Kodesh Bayis Sheni was Matzoi Shviyah, the year after Shmita. That's the question there, what that means, that Kodesh Bayis Sheni was a Chodesh Av. So that means that whole year, Chodesh Av was the end of, Chodesh Av was the end of the year, Av Elul, it's the end of the year. Shmita begins from Tishrei, Shmita doesn't begin from Tishrei. The Gemara means to say that that year in which the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was the Matzoi Shmita, the whole year, and that was the end of Matzoi Shmita. Or no, it means that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed at the end of the year, Chodesh Shav. And then they chased everybody out of Yerushalayim, and chased all the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. And the next year, a month and a half later, after they realized that everything was destroyed, that was Matzoi Shviyah. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash was really destroyed in Shnat HaShmita. And that's the Machlokes there. Two opinions in places, which are against the places on the field. How to understand the Gemara then? So that's the question, which year is the Shnata? And then it's the question, which year was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Was it really destroyed in the year 70 or in the year 69? It's a historical question. When was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And which year was it? But the Gemara makes a statement, and it helps a little bit. The Gemara makes a statement that if you want to know whether Tav Shin Mem Ches is a Shnata Shmita or Tav Shin Mem Zayin, like Liasim was a Shnata Shmita, so just count 7-7-7-7 from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and you'll be able to figure it out because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Matzoi Shnat HaShmita, whatever that means. So the Rishon takes it. What do you mean 7-7-7-7? What about 50? You spoke that 50 as a blank year. That's what appears in the Gemara, that we talk to him like Rav Yudah, that it's 7-7 on the word. Very strange. That's what it sounds like, that we talk to him like Rav Yudah. Or that the Gemara should look how lucky. But either you have to talk like Rav Yudah, or you or you have to ignore that Gemara, one or the other. So the Rambam quotes in the name of the Gaonim that they came up with a compromise opinion. That even though the Gemara on the end of the earth and says we talk like the Chachamim, there are a few that during the end, the last few years of the Ba'i Sheni, they counted Yovel as a blank year in order to determine when Shemitah would be. Even though they didn't observe anything in the earth because there was a lack of Kol Yashveh Ha'olehu after the struggle of the Shvot and the sense of the Golos. And the Tosuk says, for us in Jorgos, Kol Yashveh Ha'olehu. That's the process on the liberty bill. You should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. The Gemara says, Kol Yashveh to all its inhabitants, I'm from Philadelphia. You read the process on the liberty bill. I think it was paid for by Jews. Liberty bill wasn't paid for by the United States. It was paid for by Jews who were celebrating the establishment of the state of Pennsylvania. It was established that was, I already forgot how long. So they were celebrating, and they had it made in France or something, and they said, they put up the money, so they said whatever they want. So they wanted to have this pasuk on it. And then later on, it was accepted as the liberty bill for the United States of America. It was originally made by Jews. All the good things in the world made by Jews, you know. Gave the Torah to the world, we gave all the chasm and everything. Gave the Adam bomb, all the good things. So the Rambam quotes in the name of the Gaon is that this halacha, that you have a blank year for the Shmata Yovel, was only Dizman Ba'is Rishon during the 7 years of Golus Bavel Nan. Dizman Ba'is Sheni also, even though they didn't observe that the Shaila, whether they observed Yerzal or not, or Nachlej Yizrashim or Abdeen Tami Gizim, whether they observed Yerzal or not, Dizman Ba'is Sheni. So even if one should assume that they didn't observe Yerzal during Ba'is Sheni because it was a lack of Kol Yashver Aleha, that's a Rashi Ho, Abdeen Tami says that it was Kol Yashver Aleha. Either majority of the Jews were not there in Eretz Yisrael, first on Sefer Ezra, there was hardly anybody there. So Rabbi Natan says, yes, but the Pesukim says that every Shevet was represented, and they knew who was from which Shevet, and it says how many people, how many thousands of Jews were for every Shevet. So that's called Kol Yisrael now, and every Shevet is represented. Today, it's not called Kol Yisrael now, because we don't know who's from what Shevet. You only know the Levim. So Adam and Levim are not from Shevet later. That's about all. And everybody else, you just barely know, you're not so sure whether they're Jewish even. Even if they are Jewish, we don't know what Shevet they belong to. They belong to the Shevet of the Reformed Jews or the Conservatives. We don't know what other Shevet. That's about all. We don't know. So there's a lack of Kol Yashar El Bezman Hazeh. So the Rambam quotes in the name of the Gaon, he says he doesn't understand it, but he says that's what they say, so that's the tradition that we follow. That they say that this halacha Kirabon and the Rav Yudah only applies Bezman Ba'is Rishon and Bezman Ba'is Sheni. Even though he didn't observe the laws of Yehovah, but you count Yehovah as a blank here. But Bezman HaKurban, during the 7 years of Golos Bavel or after the Churban Ba'is Sheni, you don't count the Yovel as a blank year at all. So that's the question, what kind of a compromise is that? The Rambam himself says it doesn't make any sense, and he says, Papa, that's what the Gaonim say, and that's what they observe, that's what they follow. But he says, we follow that tradition, even though he doesn't understand. And the Rambam has a Hasaga there, he says, no, you should follow the Rambam. So basically, the Rambam says that to the best of his knowledge, that's the only place where the Rambam passes against the Rambam, and the Rabbi says, no, he's not. He says, no, pass him like the Rambam. The Rambam says, I give up. Don't follow my opinion, follow the Gaonim, even though I think that they're wrong. Follow the Gaonim, because that's the tradition. You have to follow the Gaonim. And the Rabbi says, no, they're wrong. So you got to follow the Rambam. You must be. You have to follow the Rambam. That's what it says on the calendar. It says that Tavshin Mem Zayin, Rishnas Hashmit, that you see Kabbalah Tagonim, according to the meaning of Gaonim. Means that not everybody agrees with the Gaonim. The Rambam who said you should follow the Rambam sheet there would say that Tavshin Mem Zayin was not necessarily the Shnas Hashmit. You got to figure out 50-50-50-50. Not just 7-7-7 with Yehlem Blech.
What
was
the Gaonim say?
The Gaonim say that Zizman HaChur ben Yitatzman HaKabyudin, Zizman HaBai Yitatzman HaKabyudin. Zizman HaBayis, then the Yerbal is a blank year. And Shalom Zizman HaBayis, then the Yerbal is not a blank year. What in the world is that compromise all about? So this is a machlokes between Yerzamech and Rav Chaim. Yerzamech has in his face on Kumish, a whole deal of why I'll pick up Bola based on Sukim and Kumish, I'll see Ashtofer, why you should make this compromise stand. That only Zizman HaBayis, Zizman HaBayis, Zizman HaBayis, Then the Yovel is counted as a blank year. He's not saying based on Midrash Kayim, then it's not counted as a blank year. And Rav Chaim has in his sefer a different. The 7 years in between, right? So the Yovel is not counted as a blank year. It was 7-7-7-7. That's how the Gaonim claim. And after the Kurban Ba'is Sheni, also it's just 7-7 there in the book. So that Gemara, where we go that through, that says 7-7, it goes after the Kurban Ba'is. It's 7-7, but the Zman HaBayis would be like the Rabbanim of the Jews, and you can't get it as a blank year. for the Nesher Bachman, if he said you're playing the Tzalpim, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Taich and Apostic, why is so that the Tzushas Nathaniyavah is different, the Zmanabai, the whole Roshan, Chaim Epis has not Derech HaPshat, he has in the state of Derech HaPshat, he says, the Ramban has a Machlokes with the Ramban regarding the Pasuk with Safar Talacha Sheh Vashach Toshon. The Ramban writes in Hilchos Shnit of Yoivah, the Safar Talacha, that it's a mitzvah on Derech to count every year that this year is Shana Vishana Vishana Tashmita, this is Shana Shmiya Vishana Tashmita. And so on, then when you get to 7 years, he says, it's 7 years and that makes the first Shmita. Then the eighth year, he says, this is the eighth year that makes one Shmita in 1 year, and so on, so you meet Shana Tashmita. So the Bezin has to do this, and tell you to come in off. It also writes like that the Bezin chant, he mentioned the Chetkunis, where she says the Chetkunis says like that. And the Ramban, and this Chumri is the Ramban Apostolic, and this Apostolic is Mestapic, whether the Safar Tel Chol is really a mitzvah that Bezin should count, or just means that Bezin should keep the Chetkun, but it's not that Bezin has to count. Nobody has to count, just like Sirat HaZrava HaZrava, nobody does any counting. It just keeps track what day it is, and the Shibin Ishim, so to over here, just keep track. So a kind claim that this Tzitzit HaGrein can be explained based on the Rambam, but you have to have a Bezin counting in order to, it says the Safar Talacha by Yovel, it doesn't say the Safar Talacha by Shmita. The time that the Shmita happen automatically, every 70 years is Shmita. And by Yovel, for the purpose of creating Yovel, you have to have the Bezin to count the little Shmita. So the Zman that you have a Bezin functioning, the Zman HaMikdash, or the Bezin sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis, or wherever they happen to be, and they're functioning and they're counting, then they're going to count till they create the Shnata Yovel, even though the Yovel will not be observed for the lack of Kol Yisrael, but still it will be counted as a separate black year in order to determine when the next Shmita is going to be. The Shmita will be pushed off in that year. So if it's not a Churban during the 7 years of Golden Kol, we have to the Churban by Sheni, there was no Bezin counting. Since there's no Bezin counting, the only Shmita happens by itself, like Shabbat, it's called by itself. But the Yovel didn't happen by itself. So that's what Chaim says, that's the Poshup Shas in the Shita Sagona. They would be able to count. Yes. That's the question. Rav Chaim makes a statement, he says, the Bezin HaGadol wasn't counting after the Churban by Sheni. The Tashbis is like that, because the Gemara says you have to have Bezin HaGadol in common, Yoshin in common. Malam Shah Mokum Gurim. The Gemara has it in that as Zelf and Nami, Zonu Chai Nisus, he fastens against the Bezna Rabu when they are Yoshin Din Kermon. The Kamsa Relisa Al Mokum, Malam Shah Mokum Gurim. The Gemara says that the Bezna Rabu is not in their office and the Mishnah Sagot, they don't have the status of Bezna Rabu. The Ramban Epson, the Rambam writes in the Sekhar Nisus and in the Yarek HaZaka that the Kiddush HaKhadish in Hebrew HaShana can only be done by the Bezna Rabu of Yerushalayim or by the Bezna appointed by the Bezna Rabu. So how can the Rambam himself quote the Gemara at the end of the second parish in Rosh Hashanah, but up until the days of the end of the first parish in Rosh Hashanah, but up until the days of Abai Zerubbabel, they used to do Kiddush HaKodesh of Pi HaRiyah, up until the days of Abai Zerubbabel, where did their Bezna HaGadol in Beit HaMikdash? There was no Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was destroyed centuries before that. So how could they make Kiddush HaKodesh of Pi HaRiyah? The Rambam says, you see that the Rambam is wrong, then any day used to make Kiddush HaKodesh in Yisro HaShanah. Aye, the Raman quotes on the Chilta of Shim Bar Yochai, they're only Bezna Gadol. He says, yeah, what it means is, if you have a Bezna Gadol, so it's improper, highly improper, it's very improper that any other Bezna should be clear Kiddush HaKodesh without authorization of the Bezna Gadol. But if there is no Bezna Gadol, any Bezna that has Slichas, they don't have Slichas, there won't be a Bezna. Any Bezna has Slichas can declare Kiddush HaKodesh in Yisrael HaShanah. And once any Bezna declares Kiddush HaKodesh, that's it. Then it's Chal on Gam Kol HaYisrael, whichever Bezna declared it first, it will be Chal. But according to the Rambam, he says that the mitzvah Kiddush HaKodesh in Yisro HaShanah must be done the Dabke by the Bezna Gadol. So the Ramban asks, how could they have been the Kaddish Chadosh, now the Shem to the days of Abai Zerov, until the days of Hillel HaShemi in Eretz Yisrael? There was no Bezna Gadol. But apparently you have to say, Mitzvah HaHachweh and the Rambam, that he thinks that the din of the Ramban Shammah and Gorim is only a din in Zalke Mamre. To say like that, that it's only in Zalke Mamre, that's against the Gemara. So that you can't say. So the Gemara says the Pharisees say after the Churban Abayis and the Malam Shah Mokum Gorm, so they weren't bound in the Pashas anywhere. They weren't bound in the Pashas anywhere in the world because whenever there's no Bezna Gadol, then there's no Bezna Shulchav Gimel. But since after the Churban Abayis there was no Bezna Gadol, so there was no Bezna Shulchav Gimel. So you see that the Gemara takes Malam Betz and Avodah Zohar Daf Ches. You see the Malam Shah Mokum Gorm is not only a din in Hilchos Sefer Mamre, it's a din in Bezna Gadol. But finally, the Rambam thinks yes, the din is in one aspect of Bezna Gadol. But with respect to the din of Bezna Gadol, those Kiddush HaKodesh in Yisro HaShanah, that they can do even after the Churban Abayis. But then it's a shaila. They can do kviyas haluach even after the korban habayis. So why can't they count for the purposes of kviyas haluach? Why can't they count shnos hashmita and shnos hayovel? Why does Rav Chaim say that they need that? So maybe that's what the Rambam holds. It doesn't make sense. The Rambam writes that the gonim don't make any sense. Why didn't the Rambam understand Rav Chaim's work? Maybe it's the Rambam that she taught that held that it didn't make sense. Because the Rambam holds that the Bez and Hadorah continue to exist in Eretz Yisrael till the days of Abayis Rabbah, not for the purposes of Zokhi Mamre, not for the purposes of being the Toshis, but still for the purposes of Kriya Saluah. So why couldn't the Bez and Hadorah continue to count the Shnos HaShmita and the Shnos HaYovel to be Mitzvah, to make Yovel as a separate year? Not true, not to be observed, because it wasn't called Yisrael now, but in order to be Kodeh, which is going to be the correct Shnos HaShmita. Maybe that's what the Rambam is expressing his displeasure with the Shita Tagrin. But whatever the reason is, that's what Chaim interprets that that's the Shita Tagrin. But they didn't count. After the Chulban Bayis Sheni, they didn't count the Yovel. They didn't count the Yovel. Of course, these Rav Chaim is also working on the assumption that in order to declare Shemitah, you don't need a Bezin. You don't need a Bezin to declare Yovel. Shemitah happens by itself. And the Tafata Lechor, Shehra Shachter Shanim, only says Sanim from Pas Chesan, so you need the Spirit Hashanim Ha'idei Bez Nagol to be Koveya Shnat HaYovel. The Tav Mi'onis and Menuziel Akum Izvarim writes that you need a Bez to be Koveya Shmita as well. The Shmita doesn't happen by itself. It says in the Pasuk, Le'iges Yisrael, Le'sachas Kikora Shmita Vashem. The Tav Mi'onis and translates Kikora Shmita that Bez Nagol is a Kriya Shmita. You see that he requires Spirit Hashanim not just for Yovel, he requires the Spirit Hashanim for Shmita as well. Because the Balamor writes in they hold that it's all based on Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches is Megala, how everything works. We've noted that it starts to be Mashmita before the first seven Sukkim. There is a Machlokes Satanaim in the beginning of Maitot and in the middle of Gittin as well, on Lamed Zion and Gittin, where the Shmita depends on Yovel. Can you have a Shmita if you know that it's not going to lead up to a Yovel? So he's asking, no, that Shmita is only the Rabbanon. The Zman that the Shmita is not going to lead up to a Yovel, then the Shmita itself is only the Rabbanon. That's Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. Machlokes Satanaim. So he's asking that whenever it's not going to lead up to a Yovel, then the Shmita is only the Rabbanon. So the Pasha should be, and that Pasha should be. You can understand that. They say that Shmita is the Rabbanon, Shmita is the Raitam, and Bez Nagodol is counting. And Bez Nagodol is not counting, but you have Rabbanon who are counting, not the Bez Nagodol. You have Rabbanon counting, so then Shmita is the Rabbanon. But they say, Bizman is there, but you don't even have anybody counting, so then Shmita is not even the Rabbanon. Tell me the Rabbanon when you have... Well, they say themselves. The writer is the Balamor, say it doesn't say. Balamor is the key. The writer is in Sefer HaTshuvim. Sefer HaTshuvim is written by Talmud of the Ramban. That's all the book. The two of HaShemishkin is patterned after the Sefer HaTshuvim. So in the Sefer HaTshuvim, he quotes big chunks of writers and Rambans that we don't have many other sources. He quotes this writer. The writer is the same as the Balamor. They don't have how to do. They often say the same. Here they both say the same, that it's not that there was a Bezin counting, the Shmita was their right. It's not that there's no Bezin counting, there's no Bezin counting, but somebody's counting, they have Chodesh Rabbanim counting, so then Shmita is not a Gemara, there's the Rabbanim, but he said, it's not a Zedah, nobody's counting. Because then there isn't even any Shmita, even the Rabbanim.
Counting Shmita, counting you.
Counting Shmita.
No, but there's nothing like Shmita, I don't know if it's counting, you don't know like Shmita. Okay.
Then the Gemara is either saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel is not a blank here, or the Gemara is the right halacha. The Gemara is following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and we don't accept that Gemara, either one or the other. The Gemara say no. The Gemara only meant to say that this man is there, he's not like Rabbi Yehuda.
The
Rambam thinks that the Gemara don't make any sense. That just like this man by Shem and this man by Shishon, they counted Yovel as a blank here, even though the Yovel wasn't observed, even though the Mitzvahs of Yovel were not observed. So similarly, this man Azeh, after the first by Shem, we should still count Yovel as a blank year, even though we're not going to observe Yovel, because we don't have Koyesh there all that. And the Gemara Sholei Kalocha, that's what the Rambam holds. The Gemara Sholei Kalocha. No, every Rosh Hashanah they count which year it is for the Mitzvah HaShemitah, and that adds up to the sum total of that Mitzvah and that year. So if we can hear from If you don't have any Yovel, there's none of this. The question is, but still we should count Yovel as a blank year in order to determine that she is a year later than a children. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that you said, just count 7-7, you ignore the 50 issues. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Pasuk Shat is, the Gemara is saying, like Rabbi Yehuda, either you should pass like Rabbi Yehuda, or the Gemara shall like Alasa. The Gemara is that, and I'm going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we shouldn't pass like that. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, not that everything fits in. It's not a midrash to talk like the Rabbanah, the Yovel is a blank year. And yes, of course, in our bodies, then we talk like the Yovel. The Yovel is not a blank year. That's the question, what's the head? So where the Yerachemech has a whole shot of Derech HaTrush, a fine gift of Derech HaShah. So, one of the mitzvahs of Yovel, you say that there are additional din in the Yovel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baleihen, and Shiluach HaRabim. One of the additional mitzvahs is Tia Shefa. It says, the Havai Koshevo Shua, the Kala Arsukam. Badi Yoshefa, the Kala Arsukam. This is a big shayla. How do you translate the thought to the Kala Arsukam? The Sefer Achinas writes that the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, the Kala Arsukam. That's what it says in the Chumash. That's what the Suri Yerim says. The Kala Arsukam is only a mitzvah that applies in Eretz Yisrael. Minha Sina says he doesn't understand. Why should he only fly in Eretz Yisrael? The focus are good. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. It's not a Chazit Karta. He thinks that it's not limited to Dafi Eretz Yisrael. And the fact that it's also in Rosh Hashanah, in the first Teres, and Dafi Yud also. He thinks that it's Lav Dafi B'chol Arz Lechem. So all over the world you have to blow Shurban, not only in Eretz Yisrael. Why should anybody have to say that it's only in Eretz Yisrael? I can't think that it's only in Eretz Yisrael.
So what kind of
mitzvah
is
the mitzvah based on the Shulman Chanim Shindidu as well? That's a question, yes. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, you have a Gzeira de Rav Hashem, you have a Renu, so you only permitted to blow Shofar, this may be. This may be, so you're not afraid that somehow people have more Yerosh Mayim when they're in the presence of this Talmud HaChamim, so then you're not afraid Gzeira de Rav Hashem, you're not afraid that they're going to carry it. The Kovar HaTorah, or the Amos, the Amidah Chacham that they have, that Mutel HaSaleim, will present them from Ding Chal Shabbos. The Gemara says, well, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is always Chal Yom Shabbos. Yom Kippur has a Ding Chal Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, that's right, that Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, you also only blow this Nidaz. The Gemara has slight differences between this Din the Rabbanan of Rosh Hashanah to Chal Yom Shabbos and the Din of Yom Kippur. But it sounds to me more that it's along the same lines as Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel is always like Rosh Hashanah, Shal Yom Kippur, because on every Yom Kippur you're forbidden to carry. Even if you're off on that, you're even if you're off on Yom Kippur. So there's a response, Rosh Hashanah, where he says that that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara limits the Tia Shefer on Yom Kippur to Dismay Bezin, Dismay Bezin, that's a Dinda right, it's not a Dinda Rabban, it has nothing to do with the Gzeir Hashem Yadavenu. It says that the Iker Mitzvah, the Tia Shefer, Dismay Bezin, 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 D Tata Yai. Para de Kriya Sasham and Tata Yai. And it only requires that everybody should blow shofar along with the Dharma. Along with the Dharma. But that part is in their eyes, that they're holding feet among the blow shofar this man during those hours that Dharma is in their office. In conjunction with the Bezel. When Bezel is no longer convened in their offices, in their Rishisagazes, then the other people wouldn't blow shofar. Let's say if you live, instead of living near Yerushalayim, you live on the other side of the world. What's the other side of the world? What's 12 hours on the other side of the world? Remember the civic commander, no?
Hawaii.
Let's say if you live in Hawaii, or Madagascar. So you only blow shofar in Kibbutz Yerushalayim in the daytime, you don't blow in the nighttime. So in Hawaii, the daytime of Yom Kippur Shal Yerushalayim is going to be nighttime in Yerushalayim, so the Bezna Rol is not going to be sitting in their offices, so there won't be any Yisrael in Atera at all. It's not just in their Abba, there won't be any Yisrael in Atera in their offices. Even if the Tzalmi Mutala is all up there, that's what the report says. Everybody usually assumes that it's not like the report. The Pashuk Shat Nigmar is that it's also because of the Tzera de Rabbe. There is Shendi Adi Remen. But really there is a Yisrael in Mura unrelated to the Bezna Rol. It's not part of the office of Bosh Shofar. I don't give a shayyavah. Rabbi Yochum Perlin, his long commentary on the Kol Mitzvah of Tzadik Gaon, wants to say a chiddush. He wants to say that the true, that everybody is obligated to blow shofar, that the two distinct mitzvahs, that the Bezin HaGadol has a mitzvah to blow shofar for the purpose of being kaveh b'shama, to be mekadesh the year of Shnat HaYevah. The Gemara tells on Daf Yud and Rosh Hashanah, I think, that if the Bezin didn't blow shofar, if Lord Kofa doesn't have the shofar, then the year doesn't have the Kedusha Shnat HaYoyim. You see that it's clear that it's a learning, and one Jew didn't blow shofar, or the majority of the Jews didn't blow shofar, so it's not going to have Kedusha Shnat HaYoyim. But it would appear to me more that if Bezin doesn't blow shofar, so then this was Kiyo Shofa Shnat HaYoyim, Yom Kippur Shnat HaYoyim for the purpose of Kiddush Hashanah. Hashem came to Chayv Al-Kol,
why should you say that? Why should you say that?
But I'm right over the process of selecting things. You can't say, the Hava Shaper, the Kolhara, something like that. And the Yaraha working right. So whatever means in the Torah, it doesn't mean in the Rama. It doesn't remember, it's only there to call a fight to put up. The Kolhara, something like that. It's very unclear. Let us meet that scouting and it is supposed that it applies even to push cross in our third. And that applies in our song and I call time to push cross in our third. This is the favorite that book, not a favorite that fast, but for the agricultural movements that are asked to push me to the other, that we understand all this applies in our third. But why should it be a third and be limited to after third? The answer is one would argue the point and say that the sphere is before after the third, we can understand it a little better. If you say that the purpose of the sphere circle is that everybody joins them together with a better now double, but then it's like that over by people. It's a mixed-on flowering cell. And then you say the group of flowering cell are only those who live in agriculture. You have sometimes mixtures that are limited only for it to soil, not because they're agricultural mixtures, but that's a favorite by group. But they only apply for it to soil because that's when you have the ether spirit of flowering cell. That's a relative point that you have. You don't need alternatives, for example, by Rambam. Rambam says, and it is on the fire from clear. The Avinazer points out at Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly that for Smicha it can only be in Eretz Yisrael. Concerning Smicha and the Dinam of Ebla Rupa are only in Eretz Yisrael and the Kiddush HaFarish is only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Just like the Dinam of Tzar HaRam Nova Shos Tiba only applies, they only count the robot Tiba based on those who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's like Gemara in Holy. Why? Because it's called in Moroccan. It's all brought in the Lord HaMos are not in the Tzad. You see that only those who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute Paul. Those of you who put Paul are also a Paul, but they're not the ether of Paul. So the Rama Mike, that's also the head of the Wadi Mishnah, but they're not for this part, and namely the Smicha and the La Lutra. And the Kiddush HaFedish are limited back to Paris. We saw that these Mishnahs have to do with Paul, but they're not private individual Mishnahs. So they like the Yidvor, that everybody see a Shaker, even if they're not like the Yidvor, they like the others, that if you're sitting in the Shidor HaVavim, so maybe the Sefer HaChinuch and the Kehuwebben mean to say, Shaf and the Pasuk, that it's not a Chobot HaYofi. It means that everyone has to blow Shaker as part of the Chobot HaSibur. Everybody has to participate together to create a Sefer Shaker as they have Sibur. But if they like that, then the Hebrew Sibur is only in Eretz One of the several additional meaning that applies to Shnaf HaYezim that don't apply to the Shnaf HaShmukhi is HaKyara Sodas Lepaleya. The Shnaf HaYavor HaZos HaShivu Yishar HaKyara. You have to give back the Akubo that you brought from somebody else, you have to give it back to the original owner. We didn't want to get the back up to make a new feeling on it. The Gemara says that Yerubel is Achai to the Malka. He's not the end of all the Messiah. The Gemara says that Yerubel is Achai to the Malka. It doesn't depend on who's good world. whether he wants to fulfill the mission of the temple, fulfill the people after God's time, that if you're the one who brought the fourth rule, the religious man, then he'll give it back to the world. If not religious, he won't give it back. No, it must have happened automatically. Even if he doesn't want to do it, it's not that I'm praying for him, I'll miss it. And that's what he says, I have Kavanah Shalom Lotus. I'm going to grab that, I'm going to kick him off of his field, and I'm going to take it away. He says, I have Kavanah Shalom Lotus. He doesn't believe in his own son, doesn't believe in Torah and Hashemai. He's not going to be fulfilling the ministry even if he takes the character from him. So it's not that you take the character from him in order to be saved to him automatically. You might say, that's character and also, but Allah has said to him automatically, that the father goes back to me, he's going to come here, that's the shot, wait a minute, automatically goes back to me, or I have the right to make a king in Amistad. I have a right, I have this clue to make a king. That's the shot in the Hasinah for this class is over here. But whatever it is, you might say that it's a type of an offer. What about the Shmikas, not the Shmikas, and the prayers become Hefker? All the prayers are Hefker. It's in the Nizi Yafwa Lo Shitzko. You're not allowed to hold it, that it's only yours. You're not allowed to prevent people from taking the prayers of yours in front of Shmikas. So is that a mitzvah that you're not allowed to prevent people? Yes, it's a Nizi Yafwa Shitzko. 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 He's supposed to let it be Hefker. So is that a mitzvah, a chayvah, a mitzvah, a barah sadeh, that he should be locked to the parents? Because my mom has to inherit, I'm forbidden to take it, but what they found is that he's locked up his field. And I can pick the lock. Am I permitted to pick the lock and take the parents? And he's not around. So you can't even say I'm praying for him, Allah mitzvah. He's not around. Unless he is around. And I say, I'm going to be praying for you, Allah mitzvah, to be locked in the parents, because I don't believe in the parents. Period. Because you say the next year, I don't have Kavanah Shalom Lotzei. So you can't say to him, Allah Mitzvah. So you say you have to beat him up, Machanot Hashem Lerotzei, and he says, yeah, I want to be Mafkir Teres. So I beat him up till I bludgeon him to death. He says, yeah, okay, I'm Mafkir Teres. And he says, no, stop kaita the Malka. But that was a big machalikas between the Atheistes and the Mafik and the Maharit. They had a lot of machalikas. So the Atheistes had the strange opinion. And Afka Sorifa, you have around 5 tumors, one after the other, about this topic. So the Beis Yosef, it is the narrative form, the 1600. The Beis Yosef is of the opinion that it's not a fight of the mouth. So it's a fight on the Talmud of Bala Sorifa to be mocked to the face. And the Mabit, the author of, you know, Hamah Halit, they both held the normal way, the way it's usually assumed that it has been the name of the fight of the mouth. Well, I mean, the Gemara brought in the end of Baba Basra, and the end of Baba Basra only says that Yovel is of Kaitan Baba. No one doesn't say that to me. But the part of the chapter says, we will go to Kaitan Baba. The tailors become after automatically. The Hasina has a sign against the big days and says that it's easier to hit the Hakkarat of Tailors and Shmikas. He's not outside of the mouth, so then it could be a Mr. Falcon says, I'm wrong, it's a witness, it's a Falcon. And if there is a missing Kiddushin, that a mice about an apple, the Kiddush Kamish Nothing, the Falconus or Perish Beef, the Shalahem Hoyston, it was not a Shmita, and they had fields in Eretz Yisrael, so he took Perish from their field, and he gave it to them, and he said, Harem HaKudash Yisrael. So the Mishnah says that the position was Chal. So you know, the sisters, the whole discussion, the Mishnah was about what you can't even carry the Afrois to Rasana. So the position was Chal on all the others. He didn't follow the problem of these two sisters. So what, why does the Mishnah tell me what Shalahem Hoyt is called to you, Chalcha? He teaches you that because of the Mishnah, that's why it's Hefker, that's why he had a right to pay for it, and he got it from Mishnah. But if it wouldn't have been Shalahem Hoyt, then it wouldn't have been Hefker, and just steal their property and carry them. I steal a ring from the boy. The girl's walking around with jewelry. I steal a ring and I go to the bathroom and I went into this. And the father said, Gerzel, the girl, the angel said, unless it's not about sneakers, that's after. But then it's not Gerzel, because the boss had a right to take it. So there's a chance that Gerzel takes it from the bathroom. But when I hear from the Gemara, I'll be fine. That it started as a long story. It's not the Hefker, the bear is also Hefker. That's what it is. How can I find it?
Could be.
I think so. Why should let anybody take whatever they want because he's not a part of us? That's a weapon taker. That's a weapon taker. That's what enable them to take the faith. But the point of the character is that it's plain. First, I think the usually people will turn up like the they do. In general, from the common sense dictators, it's kind of sort of thing, but if that's your bad stuff, that's what matters. And the point is that again, right after Shane, if it's true to the meantime, myself, I found out myself, I told him this is coffee, which is an Eastern window, you're not allowed to see people in business. When you sell, or you buy, think an income or comment, or if you sell them or you buy, you have to pay the right amount. Now let's see the other fellow. So give an example. When you sell Karkar, think the Karkar is going to go back when World War comes. You have to figure out the Mishpashama, how you have to articulate on the Sefer. To figure out how many you have left still, built not by Yovel, and you have to pay or sell accordingly. Where the mocker of the Chachamim was to know that there's such an institution as a penalty for a law. How in the world did they get that idea that if you cheated somebody, did he ever say, stop at this truth and the thing, the truth, call them up for a law, yes, and the truth is both a method. What did he say this? These penalties of truth, not for a law, yes, and the truth is both a method. What did he say this to me? So the answer is because we have a drasha upon a miyad of himself, but I missed a miyad liyad. That there's no anor by Karka, there's only anor by Metalkum, the Ramis and the Abdiya. Then the very next word in the person says, the Mishpashana Makar Yodel Tikhne goes on Karka. So it says, there is anor of Karka. How can you say that there's no anor of Karka? So obviously, the Karka is the best today, halacha. There's a din of anor, and Yisra, there's a din of anor. A penalty for violating the Yisra. The Yisra applies even to Karka. The penalty was excluded by Karka. The same is true, that's how the Rashash says, and the Mishpashana Kankar says, then true regarding Akonami Adam Yisrafa. There's no dinner or no la'akum. It means it's permissible hachira to be ma'ane and offering. But the Rashash and the Mishkan can actually say certainly not. Because the Roshan of Umar and Sarah says, La'mitzef atam akhtura and al-yatam akhtura and al-la'akum. Just like Akon and Miyad, Dabai Mitz and Miyad Liyad. There's only an exclusion of karka from the Knaasa right now. You're not exempting karka from the Yisra right now. The very next person says, there is an Yisra right now. So it's going to go to the law of the Yisra right now. By Akum, you assume that you are in the Maya Dakma from the penalty, and you're not in the Maya Dakma from the law. The pastor says that the law will apply. What did the person you see again? The Lord Son of Israel, Sanduk, and Prophet Yudzai. What he says. I'll tell him it's a prophet, it says in Prophet Yudzai. Then it says in Prophet Yudzai. Lord Son of Israel, Sanduk, and repeat exactly the same thing. So the Lord says, no, that person goes on a Noah's Zorro. Rashi quotes from the third time, Son of Israel and Noah's Zorro. But you're not allowed to play a practical joke on somebody. You're not allowed to aggravate somebody. But you're right to. Because the red button is good. You beat something on people for a pair of years. You beat something on children. You don't behave. There are times if I beat somebody else up, I aggravate somebody up, I aggravate someone that's me too, as I know. But it's okay to serve you. We have special demons, one who can be goyim. Can only be goyim. So the proper way of time can only be goyim within the first year. After the first year is up, there's nechlach. You don't get it back. But if it's already halavim, zulat olam tiviyel halavim. So that halach depends on already halavim. It doesn't depend who the baal ha'bayit. Not the house in the other house, the room that went to the entrance to the gym, some of the not already. If the lady has a daughter, has no son, he has a daughter. And if he's gone, so he loses, goes to his daughter. His daughter got married from the house of the year. Married the year.
and interesting to young children, so you have an umbrella boxing in Ori Halloween. But this perfect still applies to them. Ori Halloween in Vitalov is on the flat. What about those things you're always That's where Azalba Mutalba, she points out that it's very difficult to Gemara in the beginning of Eretz and has the price of Hakol Chayot and the Shia Shefer. So Hanan will be in Israel. Everybody's obligated to this Shia Shefer, crown of Israel. So Gemara says, of course, if the crown of Israel is not going to fulfill Shia Shefer, who then?
Nothing, who was Oilam?
Who then is going to fulfill? So Gemara says, no, for Hanan will be in Israel. That's the thing. Why? I would have thought, they think by the Levine, they don't have the Dinim or the Ovel, they don't have all the Dinim of the Ovel, but going back and so on, then maybe they don't have the Dinim of Tia Shefer and Shnata Yoyim. So if you don't have Tia Shefer and Shnata Yoyim, maybe you don't have the Dinim of Tia Shefer like the Sun here, because this is where a Shabbat of Tia Shefer, 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 they're all the same. So I would have thought that the Levine in the Quran should be exempt from the Levine of the Shaykhur. The Mashallah, the Quran should say that the Mashallah is the Shaykhur. Whoever owns a bayis and ori house, only means property from the Shia Shefer. That's a little bit funny. The lady can own property in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and it will be subject to the dinim of Gulub or Chalitza and everything. Yerba. It's just ori house being not subject to the dinim. Whoever the owner is. And the lady owns property somewhere else, he's subject. So it's not an issue of the dinim versus non-dinim. It's an issue of these ori house being the manifest ori house being versus the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So why would I suffer the need of process? It's like bypassing. You don't understand the more government. So the need is not wrong.
Because
the first again is up to your Arvim. I think so. You might be in the air from full to fade. So it doesn't depend on the deal versus not. It depends on the situation of the city. Where the house is situated. Is the house in the other house room and the house is not in the other house room? A person became poor and he sold himself to an offering. He started that year the person in Mochmocha, people in Mother Mikkel, and the person in Mochaliyaka, and the person in Mochaliyaka, and the person says, if he's traveling for Nair, then if he gets money later, he'll see the other living, but if he's traveling for Nair, you can make a calculation in a chesed and figure out how much he has to pay back for the nothing, and will pay his money when he works for it. The Gemara in the end of Baba Kama, yes, the Kasha, that even if we're all, if you're not close to Satan, I'm going to get the lock for him, get lock from Zanitza. But if you're not close to Satan, I'm going to get the right and into the Rabbah. So the Gemara says, but even if you hold that get the lock from Zanitza, get right for him, but have thought how God is going to the Rabbah. If somebody goes for a close to the nothing, he doesn't take a part, so that's not an issue. First of all, is not an issue at all. Only Gezel is up. So what's the problem over here? I am the shooter to work for the nothing. The nothing brought me as an Ezer many years ago. I'm supposed to be a Ezer until Yogo comes. And Yogo comes, you have to let me through. If the government and I are run by religious people, and they're going to think that, otherwise God's going to say, I don't follow the laws of defense. But it means the government that Israel is running everything off the outside, so then the dinim of standing free, yes it is, he applies even if he's owned by a very good bailer, he got to the Shnatha Yezel, who was one of them, or when he got to the Shnatha Yezel, it means that it's a free the government, so he's going to force it up, so let's see, yes it is, otherwise the guy will say, he doesn't want to keep the load of the tax. So the Shaila is, If I show myself as an adivit to the nachas, I'm a shubit. What's the nachas till Shnasa Yerbo comes? So what's the deal if I walk off and I don't fulfill my shubit? So that's me not called out for Asher. That's not Yerbo. So what is the purpose of the Mita Vishanayu? So the Gemara says, before, if you walk off from this, you walk away from the nachas, you don't do the work then, that's considered Yerbo Asher. It's not considered how far I was. Why? Because those are merits that believe he took from somebody. And that believe is not somebody that owes service to the Adon for so many years. My body belongs to the Adon. Not the same as that it's 90. The Gemara says in the end of Bama 4, it's 90 people coming, it doesn't matter that it is not people coming. The case is in the Bala Mares, but here, the Gemara, because there is a tradition. And at the end of Bava Kamba says that everything is Kufa Kana. The Gemara in the end of Bava Mitzvah says that everything is not Kufa Kana, only every time. But the Bava Mitzvah says it's Makhlejit Tatanai. The Tate says, no, it's not Makhlejit. What it means is that everything is not Kufa Kana to show up on the followers of the world and every time. The Tate is not Kufa Kana to show up on the followers. The Tate is not Kufa Kana to show up on the followers. And everything is Kufa Kana a little bit. It's next to the application. You were Kufa Kana. It's not some of the people that the Eved has and the Shudra and the Abigail that he gives years of service to the Yard. Don't he belong to the Yard and witness specs to the Yard? The Deco, I own a Kinu Teres, I own the Deco, witness specs to the Teres. He also, the Yard owns the Eved, witness specs to the fact that he has the right to make him work. It's not some of the Shudra and the Shudra and the Teres. The Teres, because that's the Gemara, and the other Baba Tana, but even Eved, if you put some, even applies to Eved, and Yim Salakim. Otherwise, the Gemara says, the Chit is in Kohen, doesn't make any sense, it should be Hakkar. This is a dark attack against the Ramban. The Ramban comments, the Ramban, and we draw comments on the Gemara tradition in the first person, Rachel Zion. And the Gemara says, why do you need a Shah Shifra to free an Eved Izzy? So let the Lord Baki say, will let the Yodan tell the Eved, in the presence of two witnesses, goodbye and good luck, I'm Merkel with Shibubim. What do we need a Shah? Let him be Merkel. Moses says, oh my brother, go to merit, and the fact that the Christ is required of Sashikha to free the evidence, this indicates evidence group of comments. And you can't be merciful at the end, you can only be merciful Shibuddin. But the simple problem in the Mara is that it's group of comments, and there's no Mechila on the end, there's only Mechila on Shibuddin. It's group of comments with respect to Shibuddin. So the Ramban and the Rishor say over there a whole different shot. Evidence group of comments means that there's a king in Easter. And the evidence of Christ is teaching you that you want to go back down in the days and the first drop in the oil is about what really there is no king in Eastern. There's only a king in Mama. There's a king in Eastern that is 90. And the evidence there is no king in Eastern. That's what Jesus says, I'm not your evidence 90, so Lord, if you're not your evidence 90, you're just a lechelu, it's a king in Mama, it's top down. So we saw Machlech is Rabbi Shmuel and Eastern and Hashalech, and he talks to his dog with Shichor. You have to give the evidence 90, it's not Shichor that he can remove to the Bas Yisrael. That it should become a thing of a mistress to Legame. Why? Because the king of Easter that you own on the other tonight and cannot be taught by the Shifu. Shifu is Isaiah and Hefka. Hefka is only called on King Imam and Hefka is not called on the King Imam. But as you said, both in Master and Ebed Israel. So if you have a all you have in the first place is the King Imam. You don't possess the King Imam and the Ebed Israel to begin with. But if you're not the Ebed Israel, you possess the Ebed Israel. That's the issue. And the Ramban, there is one that you do, they say it's not true, but just like on another tsunami, he's both a king and mom and king in Easter. So on another evening, he's also a king in, he's also a king in Easter, Zahari, that he's Musa Bashir Kotnai. The other evening has slightly different din, that he's Musa Bashir Kotnai. When he's not in every evening, he's also Bashir Kotnai. When he's in every evening, he's Musa Bashir Kotnai. The king is to give him a slightly different place, so that there are different reasons. So he's a whole different stuff. Why is Musa Bashir Kotnai? He's using every evening, king in Easter. And they said, in the fact that the Abedivi shall claim is not Ocha B'Tumah, the Abedivi shall claim is Ocha B'Tumah. And in the fact that the Abedivi shall claim to be a moon on the Kogan Pesach without permission from the Yodah. And that with 90 can only become a moon on the Kogan Pesach with permission from the Yodah. So those two, the Abedivi and the moon on the Kogan Pesach, those two are a clear indication that it is claimed that the Abedivi and the Abedivi, the original King of Israel, only have the Abedivi. And I'm not already sure. So the Wilbur King of Easter both on Ebed Ibi and on Ebed Tanayi, but it was visibly on Ebed Tanayi is with respect to Achilles Tumah, with respect to becoming the moon on the Kodan Pesach, and on Ebed Ibi is only with respect to being the Mutter Bishim Chachmani. But he says that that's the rest of them. Bam, the Mutter says that that is the Pshat in the Gemara, and the first part of the Mutter. Both on Ebed Ibi, Mutter Tanayi, that you cannot be merciful to king and Easter. Murray explained to Dr. Trezil why isn't the other just merciful of the Kutsin? But when he is Rambam, he's an economy. If he's merciful to the Kutsin, so he has no right to be Meshavit in the other day anymore. Because the fact that he has to work for many years, it's not a not just a crime. It's only just a crime with respect to the use of the heaven. You require a sacrifice. That's the Sali. According to the Ramban, it ought to follow that there's only a king in Israel. If the Yadidibi is owned by a Yisrael, and the Mutal wouldn't tell us, if the Yadidibi is owned by a Nochri, there shouldn't be any Ufakana. Because with respect to working, it's not even Ufakana by the Yisrael. It's only Ufakana with respect to each of the heads of the king. So what is the Ramban going to do with the man? You end up on the camera. There's no comments on the Chisa Ufakaneu. That he shouldn't fool them. That it's not called Torah Sakim, and it's not called Hashkarat HaLos, but that's called Gezer Akim, because I belong. If I'm the Yadidibi of the Nachri, I belong to the Nachri. I'm going to run away. That's like stealing myself from the Nachri. That's not Torah Sakim, it's not Hashkarat HaLos. That's outright Gezer Akim. Let's say I come to a store, and I buy a lot of things, and then I give counterfeit money. I give a check that's going to bounce, and then I'm going to disappear before they're ever going to find me. That's not called Hafsos HaVos, that's not called Hafsos HaVos, that's called Gengel HaKimam, that looks off with the merchandise. If I bought the merchandise and I say I'm going to pay you next week, for the merchandise is mine, and then later on I don't pay, so that's the question. You might say that that's Hafsos HaVos, or you might say that that's Gengel also. For sure, let's say you buy something and you never ever pay the Yerlin Zohar Amen. So what's the din? Is it Kini and Chal, but he didn't pay the Bnei HaMikra? You cheated that you didn't take Bnei HaMikra, that's of course I'll go. But he said, no. The halacha says that you claim it in Shicha, the Chotzer, the Yad, the Hasbor, however you claim it, on the understanding that there's going to be the Bnei HaMikra paid with this stuff. What if you never, ever, ever take the Bnei HaMikra for what it works? And maybe then the halacha says that you just not claim it up. Maybe. Let's say if I buy a
Hatsila.
Let's say if I buy a Hatsila, I'll die. If I steal it, that gives a lot. What does it do? If I buy it, then I tell him I'm going to pay. And then I give him counterfeit bills. So I tell him I'm going to pay next week, and then I just appeal. But then everyone would agree that that's gives a lot. That's not for Hatsila, that's not for Hatsila. The Hatsila, that's not for Hatsila. So it means that he made a mistake on his own. But I take the merchandise and I fool him into believing that I'm paying him real bills and I give him counterfeit bills. That's not Kofar Tzachim. Kofar Tzachim. So that's what Umar says. That this is the Fishat and Taneo. If I'm going to walk away from my Adam who's a Nakri, that's outright Yezal Akim. Because I belong to the Nakri. I'm evident with the promise. So when I walk away, I'm stealing a Bien that belongs to him. He's seen the foolish, not like the Ramban says. That's the Ramban claim. If the other is mostly the proof that he has in the evidentiary, but then it cannot be Meshabbat in him anymore. The only reason he beat my Yiddish Pashifer is because of the King in Israel. So how did he run the Gemara in Balakam? Huh? Yeah, but for the purpose of Malachar, we say that that's not Sarah Tavrasa. The Malachar is not, but it's a Shaman Kahan because of the chance to see that right there. It would be outright Jesus. The Mark says an air from the lowly union of the Ulai's Batman, we have the Sunni said. Says Fanny Sir Mechanis Meshek Oketzer, says Mechanis. Says Fanny Sir Mechanis Meshek Oketzer, that's only an air to Israel. The Gemara says, in Kutzlar, Kach and Kutzlar, the Zinim can be Talfus. So each Zin doesn't have one. The Hamish and Shekel Tetris, the base school, doesn't have one. So the Gemara uses a Lashmin, Tarkoi, the Gemara, Erech and Yisrael, and Tarkoi, Shekel Kutzlar, the Zinim can be Talfus. So the Tzimah says, in Israel, of course, that's funny opinion, it's going to join him. But there's a Zin of Eidus, Zoyim Alakakor, there's no Zin of Shvure Alakakor, there's no Zin of Shmir Alakakor, there's only Zin of Kaka. But there's one opinion in the government that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Practice of the Chutzlar has been in the past. We don't pass like that. It's a very funny teacher. They took the Gemara Mammoth literally. Tarkoish of the Chutzlar has been in the past. Practice of the Chutzlar has been in the past. Practice of the Chutzlar has been in the past. Practice of the Chutzlar has been in the past. Hashem Kudim spoke the Shilach and Weber, the Seichel Shem and Nisa, came to Yad Oyev, on top of Pat Hei. And the Seichel Shem, he spoke to Paul Sohanim. Shilach and Weber, the Seichel Shem and Nisa, came to Yad Oyev. What's the connection? The same. It says that for the first time the connection is like this. If you lack the devil, the Seichel Shem and people, they die from the flesh. After they die from the flesh, what do you mean that the dead body is going to be given over in the hands of the enemy? So if he's dead, what's the difference? For the first time the devil, like this. Many times in the West, you should lack the devil, the Seichel Shem and people will die from the flesh, and then you won't be allowed to bury them in the city, because you have to bury them quickly. Why? Because you're talking about Yerushalayim. So in order to Chedek Adik is going to end the war with Amalek, and you can't wait till the war is over. You can't leave the dead and the dead body in the freezer. And you rely on them, and then after you win the war, then you take them out. So you have to take them out quickly to Yerushalayim to bury them. And then when you go out quickly to Yerushalayim to bury them, then the Nisa send the Aroyeh. Then the enemy soldiers will capture the members of the Chedek Adik who are taking out the body. That's what Rashi quotes from the first one. Aidei hadev and the Nisa send the Aroyeh. Even my son, Aroyeh, and he shame will even with Amalek to Yerushalayim. Shame and fool with Amalek. So it's Aroyeh. Returning the Yad Ha'oyeh. This is a Shiloh. What's the nature of that din? The Gemara has in the wonderful of Yerubo that there are 10 dinim. I saw a dinim member from Shalom, so I'm blank. One of the 10 dinim is, and the woman boy is on mace. You're not allowed to leave the mace overnight. And see, you're not allowed to bury the mace in the Yerushalayim either. That's another day of nothing. You're only marking, only in a lesson, that you buried in the Yerushalayim. Anybody who's not a fool may not be buried in the Yerushalayim. And that's the question, what's the nature of this din that you're not allowed to bury in Yerushalayim and you're not allowed to be made in the foundation of Yerushalayim? Let's say, amen, leaving out, the Gemara just says halacha. The Gemara says that we don't have any halacha from the Kachner ma halacha? Halacha makes you see, whatever, halacha. What kind of a din is that? Is that because all of Yerushalayim has a certain level, or has a lower level of spiritual foundation? Just like in Midrash, there is a din of Shavuot Tanei and Shavu too. In all of Yerushalayim, there's a certain aspect of the din of Shavuot Tanei and Amidah. So if someone dies, you're not going to be able to take that din. There's a lower level of that din, and you leave it both times. You have to There's no prohibition to do the teammates and on Jewish side. But in El Kislev, that's a sign where the prophet says, the Lake of Kamei, it's a must, and maybe there's a gym that we have to bury the Mesa Yakum, the Lake of Kamei is a must. So I'm bound for it like that, we'll do the Lake of Kamei is a must. So maybe that is, what do you mean the Lake of Kamei is a must? We have to bury him on the same day. So then you should say, Ein Melinim is Hamesh, you're not allowed to be male in any Mesh, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Why only Ein Melinim is Hamesh, you're so right? Ein Melinim any Mesh. You can eat Ha'olam is Hamesh and any Mesh. If his mother is a pain in Mesh, let's go go, then it's useful. But in Yisraelim, you can have a Mesh, let's go go, so that's what the Shizim Kudat, the Shizim Kudat, the Shizim Kudat, what do you have a din in the end of Mehuba? What do you have a din of Ein Melinim is Hamesh? There's a din. Well, some of the local races, there's a din Ha'olam is Hamesh and any Mesh anywhere in the world. There's a din. There's a din. There's a Okay, they know what's Volvo, then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's Mutra. But the whole Easter of Ein Melinim is Hamesh is because the killers are the King Tolley. It says time of a court. There's the reason for the din in the Chumash. The son of Lachal Ech is Tolley to the Grand Bahim of the killers are the King Tolley. It says the reason for the mystery is written right in connection with the mystery. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the Easter doesn't apply. Where the Rabban Rav Shimon will say, yes, that's in the time of the court. But since the reason doesn't apply, because they know what's Volvo, there's no problem of Prabhupada, there's no design on it, so he's permitted to be male. But in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be male. So this halacha that the Ramban says, Loitha Tamei is a must, so he doesn't mean to say you have to bury on the same day, so set again Loitha Tamei. So then you can't be male in the Tamei anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. No. So the Ramban and Radak just mean to say, on that question, that for the Lord Tom Kamasa, you have to bury your Mesa Yakum sometime or another. You can't leave them indefinitely of Mesa Hashoda because of Lord Tom Kamasa. But it doesn't have to be the exact same day. So if it's in Yerushalayim, so one might perhaps say, if it's in Yerushalayim, then Emelin was a Mesa, because Yerushalayim has a higher level of Yerushalayim, so there's a stronger din of the Lord Tom Kamasa. If the Lord Tom is required, then you should get rid of the thing within the same day. But even the Shire, whether the Gemara in Meruba means to say, in the meeting with Rashi, goes to the first time on his purpose. If you laugh together the first and then the Nisha saying the Yad or Yeh, if you laugh together, after they're going to die from the plague, then they're going to be given over in the hands of the enemy, the dead bodies. So it means no, the Chavisabutu will be given over in the hands of the enemy because they're going to have to bury the nation outside of Yerushalayim. So even the Shire, if I love her, then the meeting by Shammai, because that's because Yerushalayim has a higher level of Jesus or Torah because it has a lower level. A producer's amigas, it might not come in, it's the same thing anyway. So he said it might crop an afkimina, but you probably would draw the thing in a matter. So he both says, there's a spirit in two, there seems to be a spirit in two gemaras as to whether Yerushalayim only has producer on the ground level, or even the Gazan Baliyas hasn't had producer. So the gemaras have been cropping the Gazan Baliyas learning structure, that when you can go and tell crop, it has to be on the ground level. It can't even on the roof, it can't even on the second floor of your hotel room, it has to be on the ground level. Then there's a gemara in Marcus, and the first person Marcus, of course, by meaning there might be standing in the pouring on top of the creation of the sea. So it sounds like the upper level is also has to do with the smile. Let's just say that the branches of the tree do not constitute a new ground level. If you have a building and you have a roof and you have a unit on top on the third floor and the second floor below and the fourth floor below, that's all the different ground levels. But the branches in the tree are not constructed in such a way it doesn't have dollar of dollars. So that's a type of chance. The branches in the tree are not a different level. But the request says not true. That even you're even committed to eat them like the Shani and the Nekal Azai and the Sohanim are permitted to eat to be put them on the rooftop of the houses in Yerushalayim. And he says that if the conditions in Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating from Kalim and for the purpose of eating like the Shani and Nekal Azai become the conditions in Yerushalayim. That I think what it means is that one is a higher level of Kedushas Haaretz and one is a lower level of Kedushas Hamikdash. So the one that's the lower level of Kedushas Hamikdash, that's only on the ground level. That's Gazan Baliyas learning class. And the one that's the higher level of Kedushas Haaretz, that's even Gazan Baliyas learning class. So that's the style over here. What if you'll be male in a Sanei, when it's either in the upper, on the second floor of the building, and then tomorrow morning you're going to take the body out by helicopter. You won't take him up. You won't take him down again to the ground level and take him out. You take him up by helicopter. Would there be a violation of Emelina Boris on it? That may happen up to Nina, whether the Dean and the Gemara just says halacha. The Gemara doesn't explain what halacha means. If it's a higher level of the business order, it could be that it's going to be what would apply even on the upper level, even on the Gazan Aliyah. And if it's a lower level of business amigda, maybe it wouldn't apply. Mamshik that by saying good aches mechitzu. It's not that I'm mitzarif to the floor of the ocean. Not mitzarif to the floor of the ocean. In mitzarif this, I say good aches mechitzu to the floor of the Rishis Hayach, and I say the mechitzu has a hensha. You pull the mechitzu in the direction, you always extend the mechitzu where it's supposed to go. Well, the halacha says supposed to go. Where's it supposed to go? Ola lorotia, in good aches. And Gurakha says you stretch it down to the ground, and if there's something missing on the floor, then you say you stretch it. Okay. You stretch it sideways to be mamshech to mechitza. And the Gemara says that since I love the very bokeh and that empty space, I do have that everybody would agree that I say Gurakha's mechitza. It's not really good aches. You can't say aches or asik. I'm putting it sideways. The halacha says I stretch the mechitza
into the direction where it's supposed to go. Yad Vayim Balkim Balkim, you don't say Gruva, you can't stress. Since he's gone this way, so there's no Gruva Balkim. So that's okay?
No.
So that's even more proof. But the Makwaj is a very good one, but it's not that he said Gruva Aches, can you stretch it down? But the Rabbon is too far from the stretch. Even the Rabbon is a very good one, would agree that you would say Gruva Aches, even though there's a gap of more than 3 far from, if they're not going Balkim. So whenever you're going sideways, there are not going Balkim.
Yeah.
You got it, the Gemara's kasha from the Dogim? Yes, the guy puts his feet in between, that he's fishing. Because he's fishing. Move up, he has his feet sitting there. And he has pulled the fish out. So the Gemara says, the fact that he has the feet in, the fish go out, this doesn't bother me. The Gemara should have asked the Dikkat, he has his feet there. Let the feet stuck in between the gaps of the floor. Let that prevent, let that serve as an obstacle. But it does mean, right, it doesn't mean that you're stretching down the sides of the sphere straight down to the floor of the ocean and the dog can go over there. You're stretching it sideways
on the floor of the rear and the dog is not going up and down there. You've got to keep the rear and the dog is not being pulled down. The dog is not being pulled down. They're not talking on the road. The dog is not being fished out of the rear. The person that doesn't drop. Very simple.
Hakim says, Darshan Mitzal and Darshan Mitzal on Shabbos. That's a violation of taking gears to the human. They're not going to give in on it. They had a gears in Numa Lamadala, the long tasis on the days, and all the Lamad Ham and Alice. That even if you hold like Rabbi Yudah, Darshan Mitzal and Darshan Mitzal and Darshan Mitzal and Darshan Mitzal and Darshan Mitzal, the maximum on these two that it could be is the Rabbanah. He has a tasis in Kiel also had like that. What is it? Mem on the base. No. Huh? The marathon base. The marathon base will be connected to the man of the year. The Tesis opinion is based on the Gemara there in Yuma, on the Dalit on the base. The Dobshin is Kavan on Shabbos, the beautiful hole that is only awesome to Rabbana. So the last Mulak is not Shabbos. The Tesis finds it difficult to say over here that that's the Machlek of the Blazer, and the Chachonim, where the sweeping the floor is a Mulak of the right or not, means if you are Mashle Gumet, so the blazer holds like the view of the Dovashem Mitzkaven is the need for the right to the Chayef Chatos. And the Abraham holds the Dovashem Mitzkaven is Mutter. It's really Mutter that keeps the floor and it's not for the issue of Fulton Mutter. So you can't say like that. The Dovashem Mitzkaven is only up to the Rabbanon. How is going to be Chayef Chatos and the Shabbos? How is going to be Chayef Malkus on the Yontif? So because of that cash, it turns into force into saying a different shot. So what is the different shot that they say? Here they give in one direction. There in Sanhedrin they give in a different direction. There in Sanhedrin they say, it's an Achloikes, and Hilchel's Bainer. You see from the Mishnah there, a blazer is more Machon than Rabbanim and Bainer. They're just fixing the hair is Bainer. Rabbanim also has that it's Binyam the Guf Adam. Says by Yizan. Says by Yizan and Guf Adam. It's a Paseach. Teh. Lachus La Teh Chayir. On Kuf Zayinim and Aleph. By the Matus Mesa. Why? Mishnah Bainer, Rashi says. So Binyam the Adam there is. There's no dispute about that. But the Rabbanim is more Machon than Rabbanim. Even just fixing the hair is also a violation of Bainer. Rabbanon and Mekel and Boyna. That's what Rabban holds later also on Muhammad and on Kukkot Dalit. On Kukkot Dalit is a Gemara with a risk in a Balamor and a Ramban about using brooms on Shabbos with a dirt floor. You're going to have to take a look, it's important. Yeah. So the Ramban and Muhammad also write like that Tesis in Sanhedrin. Kukkot Dalit, the Tesis quote, Kukkot Dalit and Beis about brooming the floor. So the Gemara says that a broom is a Kalisha Malach Saliyasa. Why is the broom a Klisha Malach Saliyasa? Obviously it's forbidden to sweep the floor on Shabbos. If the Tesis is, you're allowed to sweep the floor, and there's no problem of Tilsa Mukta, because it's called Tilsa Mukta, and Asaras of Tavah Mutta, because that's called Tzorachim Komo. You want to be Koyin Amokim, it's also called Tzorachim Komo. Not only do you want to eat there, it's Tzorachim Komo. You want that it should be clean, it's also called Tzorachim Komo. It's Mutta that sweeps the dirt up from the floor. So why should the Gemara say Kuf Chazdala that a broom is a Kalisha Malach Saliyasa? What's wrong? We pass the Hulid in the time of Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon is telling us that the broom should be Kalisha Malach Saliyasa. So the Mishnah says that's right. This quote is the name of Rabbi Yochanan, name of the...